do a roll call. Me.
Trustee President Murphy.
Here.
Trustee Buffo.
Here.
Trustee Perry.
Here.
Trustee Ping.
Yes.
Trustee Stuber.
Here.
Trustee Kutrula.
Here.
We have a quorum.
All right, cool. Let's join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We welcome you to remain standing as we pray, if you would like. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to come here today in our first meeting of our new fiscal year. Lord, we thank you for your wisdom as we walk through this year with our residents and with our businesses, Father. We just thank you for wisdom to make the right choices and make the right decisions for our community. In Jesus' name we thank you and we praise you. Amen.
All right. So Well, do you want to explain that other seat first, real quick? Rita, sure. Do you want to explain the 2-year terms on the seats?
Sure. The explanation is this: you had 3 full open positions. Only 2 candidates ran, 2 candidates were elected. That third position remains. If you appoint, you fill it for 2 years up until the next election for that district,
okay,
which will be in 2021. So to fill out Anna's term, that there's 2 years there to finish her term. Then the open position, which no one ran for this election, is only open for 2 years. Someone will run again in 2021, and it will be for a 2-year position. It's called a 2-year unexpired term.
Okay. Perfect.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I see what you're saying. I have to square them in two, and then, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I was trying to come up with a way we'll just do it all at once, but that's not good.
Yeah.
They got to vote on it first.
All right. So we have 2 that have been elected to the board, and they need sworn in. Do we do it 1 at a time or both together?
It's your choice. Either way works.
Together.
Together.
Together. All right.
They're a team.
They're a team. I'll let you follow along. All right. Okay. Raise your right hand. I. Say your name.
Terrence.
Perry.
Have been elected to the position of trustee of the Village of Tolono.
Have been elected to the position of the trustee of the Village of Tolono.
In Champaign County, Illinois.
In Champaign County, Illinois.
Do solemnly swear that I support the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear that I support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of that office to the best of my ability.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of that office to the best of my abilities.
Perfect. Thanks, guys. Well, sign those in. Yes, and then I want to make an appointment of Rena Anderson to Anna Morris's non-expired term for 2 years. So, I need a motion on that one.
I'll make a motion to appoint Rena Anderson for 2-year term.
Second.
Roll call?
No, ayes and nays.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
Swear.
Perfect. All right.
Thank
swear
you.
At you now. Did you want to look at this?
I've seen them.
You've seen them? All right.
And I swear the same thing at people. So.
All right.
Okay.
I state your name.
Hi, Rena Anderson.
Have been elected to the position of trustee of the Village of Tolono.
Appointed.
Appointed to the position of the Village of Tolono.
In Champaign County, Illinois.
There it is.
Do you hereby solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Illinois, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of that office to the best of my ability.
Perfect. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Welcome.
All right. Thank you. You'll sign that. We'll pass it up. All right. Now, we almost have a full board, unless you want to stay.
No, sir. Thank you. I've enjoyed my time here.
Okay. So
he's done.
You're done. Thank you very much for...
Thank you.
I mean, you're welcome to hang out. As he's running out the door. Okay, public comments. Do we have any public comments?
Right here.
Yes.
Right underneath the other stuff. Come on up, Matt.
Well, I was just saying, I had mentioned before, I wanted to talk to you about just a general conversation about the TIF stuff, but you could stick me at the end of the meeting.
Okay, perfect.
So I just have things just to start a conversation as well.
All right.
Thank you.
Any other public comments that didn't sign in? All right. What are you guys here? I mean, you're welcome.
Permits.
All permits?
I also have a permit, and they have a permit too for our combined event on.
We don't need ours anymore.
Oh, you don't?
Okay.
We're not doing a car show, so we don't need the permit.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that makes life easy.
Well, I have a permit that we can do an hour later whenever you want.
You wanna do it when we do your stuff at the very end?
That's good.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, I guess we're on to engineering report.
Thank you.
It's been great.
Last Thursday, we opened bids for the water main projects on Tolono and Reynolds Street, or Broadway and Reynolds Street. One of them is the phase three that didn't get completed last year, and then the other one is the new one that they've had multiple breaks on the past year or two. Basically, what I'm handing to you is just a bid tab from the bidders. I think there were four of them. It was Deuce, Cross, Bob Brown, and Schomburg. We had an alternate in there for directionally drilling. The best price that we got was from Bob Brown for an open cut installation. They still plan to directionally drill the service lines to prevent patching through across pavements. His cost was, I think, $224,158. Our estimate for the work was $223,498, so we were very close to that. Everybody else was above that somewhat significantly. I think the next closest bidder was about $40,000 different, with Schomburg doing boring. That being said, I just entertain any questions about the project, the bids, anything like that. Bob, if anybody's not familiar, he's the one that completed the water main construction last year. Worked with Matt. I think Matt was pretty pleased overall. And with that being said, we would make recommendation forward to Bob Brown as the lowest responsive bidder to do the work. And then that's up to you guys if you want to file the notice of award to him.
And that's a good question. We have not passed our budget yet. I was hoping to have it done by today. So there's still a work in progress. We're getting closer.
This number's in there right
now. It is in here. It is in our budget that we haven't voted on yet.
Okay.
So it's up to you guys whether you want to go ahead and vote on it and award it, or if you want to hold off until
I know the budget's high.
The budget is ridiculously high.
But we've got this project in there, the Elizabeth Street lift station's in there, and there's another lift station in there.
What's the other lift station?
Right.
East Street.
You're right.
By the ball field.
And that's another $250,000.
That's a full replacement there, likely.
So those two normally wouldn't be in the budget. So there's $330,000.
Yeah, it's our budget's ridiculously high right now this year.
I just don't want to be going into our reserves.
I agree.
We do have a quote from ERA.
Yeah, it's like 84.
85,
yeah.
Which one's the worst of those? Is Elizabeth one the worst, or the East Street?
East Street.
That's the one that's all rusted and...
Correct. They basically, at some point, modified an old steel can station, and the effects of the wastewater on that are just eating away at the metal structures in there. The Elizabeth Street, I think, is a concern with... being able to keep up with the flow, is my understanding. And
that's the one clogging up.
And clogging, right, which they're putting, I think the chopper pumps is what they've got in their quote there, which that should hopefully help alleviate some of that there, so they're not having to pull pumps frequently.
Okay. So, back to the original discussion. It's up to you guys what you want to do. If you want to move forward on this. Like I said, our budget is ridiculously high right now. And we probably will touch reserves.
We're 1.2 over.
Yeah.
So.
Well, but that's without... Yeah, you're right. You're correct. I think that was... Was that emailed out? Or did that just go to you and I?
I could forward it.
Did you have it? Okay.
The one thing I'll say, and this shouldn't influence you one way or another, but I think the plan for the completion date is mid-October, okay. Final completion by November, so that hopefully they're able to get everything in and installed and patching done before the bad weather hits.
How did she get it? You guys did.
As far as timeline for award to contract.
She's got an older one.
You'll probably go 2 weeks between now and getting the contracts executed, getting their insurance and bonds, and then likely they're not starting in a perfect world, they'd be starting 2 weeks after that. So best case scenario, 4 weeks from the day you guys award. More likely probably 6 weeks to get materials and things in.
Discussion? Questions?
I think we'll have adequate time to get it done if you guys don't want to award still.
Okay, so we can wait 2 weeks in it. Why don't we do that? Why don't we wait 2 weeks and kind of hack away the budget? Unless you have something, Ryan? I can hear you thinking.
I can just see us starting to trend towards the higher side of our budget with all these repairs and upgrades that we're going to be needing. So I'm just kind of thinking, going back to the ordinance of increasing the water rate.
That's in here.
Yeah. Is it sufficient enough?
Yes and no. It's only how we wrote this up is instead of doing, in lieu of doing the 5%, we're doing the $5 on, and we're splitting between water and sewer to pay for the new meters. And then we're doing 5% on the sewer. I mean, we can change that and put the 5% on the water too, but it's going to be a huge bump on water and sewer.
I've been asking people what their water bills have been. I just asked a gentleman today at work, two people in their house, older couple, live in Mahomet, and their bill's around $75.
Oh, we're cheap. We're really cheap.
There's three of us in my house, and we're $40, $50.
$58. $60 or $70 if it's high.
I know we need to do this in increments, but I don't want to do it, you know, at such a low rate that...
I understand. And the only reason I wrote it up this way is because we're putting the $5 in there, too, to cover the new meters that we're putting in.
And they're, Muhammad's getting new meters too. I don't know who they're using. He didn't know. I didn't know.
They don't do their own water, do they? Do they?
Well, I don't.
Sangamon Valley does part.
Sangamon Valley does the north half, and then Muhammad. I don't know if they contract through Illinois American or not, though.
That I know.
I don't think.
I don't believe they do.
I think they run it themselves.
But they're also paying $75 a month for water.
I think they just did a treatment plant upgrade in the last couple of years, 5 years maybe.
And
so that could have an effect on that.
And it's up to you guys. If you guys want to bump this up a little bit more, my biggest concern off it is some of our retired people. There's just one or two people in the house. They're taking more of a brunt of it. I mean, granted, if you have a $50 bill, it goes up $6 or $7.
Mm-hmm.
Our retired community or fixed income, they're going to notice it because they're just paying minimum, and all of a sudden they get a big bump. We're going to get the $5 on top of the whatever the percentage is.
The $5 increase, is that on the first 2,000 gallons? Is that where the $5?
The $5 increase is just a $5 increase. It's $2.50 on water, $2.50 on sewer, spread across. It's just a $5 increase on their bill, period. It's not on the first 5,000 or anything. It's just a $5 increase on it.
I think I'm confused. So they'll just see, what will they see on there?
Yeah, so what's the percentage breakdown?
Excuse me.
I don't know, is it in here?
Is it?
It's the rate shall be adjusted to increase by 5% starting on May 1st, 2020.
That's your
here.
Look at this ordinance. Anybody else want this?
Here, she doesn't have mine.
Yeah, I was going to say, Pete doesn't have it.
Sorry.
That's okay.
That,
I'm sorry.
We're kind of peeping you out over there.
It's okay.
My brain's working overtime, so.
And there's a way around this. We could, on the minimum usage, we could leave it. We could leave it lower.
Sydney, we just sold or are in the process of selling our system on an American, but prior to that we studied our water system and then we did an engineering study of the system and then figured out what our rates had to be in order to pay for things that are coming up over the next 5 years. So I think our rates went up to $67. When we sold the system, we haven't sold the system, but the American rate will be about $47 if the system sells and they take it over. That's not Tolono, but I'm just giving you a feel for what you're looking at. You're in a slightly different position because they have their own well and water tower, and they need a new water tower, which is really expensive. Here we're buying the water and then we're just distributing it, so we just have to focus on the distribution system. Our water consultant had looked at the water side of us, and he said, we're an example of why you wouldn't sell the system because of the kind of costs we should have with the upgrade of the system since we buy the water.
And I meet with American Water about every 7-8 months because they meet to want to buy our system. And we look, compared all the rates back. They always have all the spreadsheets and everything, and we are so low. And he laughs because I'm like, we're not going to sell it because we're going to go up. You guys will raise it too much. And he just laughs and said, yeah.
The board in Sydney had several scenarios that the engineers put together that gave them different price structures and what it would generate for the system. And they went with the highest when they voted, so their water jumped significantly. They went from, say, $30 or $40 to $60. But the community, at that point, had been informed and understood why they had to do it, and I didn't see a lot of pushback at the meetings.
Yeah. Well, when we raised it this last time, two years ago, to the 30% increase, we didn't get any pushback from the community. And it helped that we had all the comparable rates. And we're in our budget, we have the sewer plan in the budget if it gets approved. And with that, it's going to come with a plan of what we're going to fix.
The first part of that is the capital improvement plan, where these are the necessary upgrades of the plant and maybe some other large capital improvements for the sewer system. And then the other part of that is a rate study, which would study both your sewer and water rates, which, depending on how all that comes out of the capital improvement projects, the rate study may be better if the next step is to go into like a project planning thing where you have to develop certain plans together to get funding through a place like IPA, who are significantly cheaper than bonding something. I think right now their rates are like 1.8% for water and sewer stuff, and it depends on the improvement. If the life of the improvement extends beyond 20 years, you can sometimes convince them to do it beyond that. But if you're a small or disadvantaged community, which you guys are not, you can automatically do that. But, you know, if we come out of the capital improvement plan, the initial needs assessment of the treatment plan and whatnot, that we think we're going to, it makes more sense to begin a project plan, facility plan for something like that. We could probably incorporate the rate analysis into that. And that would be more sewer-based. If you wanted to do a water rate analysis, it would be, I think the study fee that Terry had together for the rate study of both was about $9,500 to basically evaluate your system, capital improvement needs over the next 5 to 10 years, and where you're at right now charging versus, you know, where you would be in 10 years, 5, 10 years. So that things like he's saying is, you know, if you jump at 5% and you really need to jump at 50% over 5 years, then maybe you should be jumping at 10, but that's stuff that would come out of that.
Yeah, and they can give you the several choices on what size increases you would put in over what periods of time, so you could kind of compare apples to oranges and be able to make a rational decision.
Okay. That all makes sense. I guess I'd be in favor of this raise to get us going, because we need to at least pay for the water meters.
Yeah.
That almost out of must change out.
Well, there's 400 that need changed out of the 1,300.
And I think once we get those, we're going to see better readings come in. And we might even get people that complain because their water bill's gone up, but we're actually getting actual accurate readings.
Mm-hmm. And that'll solve a lot of the problems we're having now. I think is there a sewer credit in the thing?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same leak that they've been having. They went and shut the water off today on that house, didn't you? Wherever the big leak is that they thought they had fixed, and apparently not. But that's that huge.
This is the first attempt at that.
Is that one? Okay. But then we had that other family had a huge water bill, and these new meters will actually give us that leak protection.
No address.
All right, so adopt this ordinance.
I'll make a motion.
Wait.
Oh, sorry.
Are we going to table the award for the water main?
We're going to table it until next meeting, because...
That's fine.
Yeah, the minutes say there was a consensus to consider it in 2 weeks when they were considering it.
Yeah, because I think that makes more sense. We'll have our budget done, and...
I don't think that'll affect anything. I think that'll be fine.
We'll probably, more than likely,
right, go
with the lowest bidder.
Right.
We were happy with him last time, so, I mean, you can...
Maybe just let them know that it's been tabled and
until
they reconsider the next meeting.
Yeah. We're just trying to tell them we're trying to get our budget passed.
I think they'll understand that.
Oh, sure.
Brian, I appreciate that you brought this up for discussion. It's sort of like in many of these cases we're reacting,
mm-hmm,
and we're not able to be in a planning stage. It would be interesting to know what we need to accomplish and what that takes, mm-hmm, because when you get into something like American Water, it's like, we'll never sell to you because we would have our rates would increase, but are we going to hit that? And then we're still the ones taking care of it and managing it. Maybe there's experts out there. So what I don't want to see happen is that we're back here in 3 months passing another ordinance with another increase. And then maybe another 3 months after that, and we're just trying to chase it down.
But I also
don't want to spend $9,500 to ask somebody to do it for us.
And it would take care of most of our water issues if we did raise it way up, and we could fix all those systems that are out there, and we wouldn't be struggling. But I
mean, you can't
really don't want to
go way up either. You can't.
I think if we spend the $9,500, which seems it's a lot to most people, but that seems pretty fair. That's gonna tell us a lot where we need to be, because right now we have a lot of unknowns.
And that was with the water and sewer, right? Or I'm sorry, the sewer and the rate thing.
Sewer and water rates.
And we have those kind of broke up too.
It'd be a rate analysis of both of them, because technically they're separate systems. know, right now you guys have a staggered billing rate. I think your sewer is underfunded compared to your water, technically, right now. And one of them, you know, maybe your water is a lot closer to correct than your sewer, which is likely. But basically, it'll give you a ballpark of where we think you should probably be based on your system's life, you know, cost of capital improvements that are probably upcoming. Get you in the ballpark.
Cool. Are we? Did you say we're done with the flow test? Are we still doing that?
The flow study, that's another thing I was going to touch on. So the 2 months is up. The first 2 months will be up as of next week. Really, we have not had a good dry weather baseline, unfortunately, at this point, which usually you could, you're wanting the wet weather data. I think we're going to extend it out one more month at this point, and then hopefully get some good dry weather data to get a baseline, and we'll still come in within our budget. I mean, I think we originally budgeted for 6 months of this stuff, and we had one less monitor than we thought we were going to need, and now we had it. But I think we would have to we'd have to monitor for 5 months to even hit the budget at this point. So I don't think that that's likely. I would think three, you know, in a terrible situation, four, but likely we're going to be under budget on the flow monitoring phase of that.
We've got enough rain, that's for sure.
Well, you got the hard part.
Yeah.
Getting home early.
All right. Any more questions for engineering?
Well, I've got a motion by Trustee Perry. I don't know if someone wants to second it.
On the water ordinance.
I don't know that he actually finished
it. Yeah, I don't know if I finished it, but.
Well, that's not what the minutes said.
That's fine with me.
Is that what, do you want?
Nope, I'm good. I make a motion for the water ordinance 1907.
I need a second.
I'll second.
I'll be roll call. Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Stuber?
No.
Anderson?
Yes.
The motion carried.
All right, now let's get back on the agenda. Public Works. Come on up.
I do have a question about that.
I had a few things. I didn't see the newest version of that, but I asked Brady to add the police department repairs, the roof repairs on. I think that is
it's on here.
Board packet.
I found why that was taken out. It was a work order.
We received a copy of the work order from Grunlo that there was the removal of the snow guards on the building. And it was signed by the last mayor. I don't know why they were taken off. There was a work order for additional items, and that was one reduction on that work order. So
that's weird because we had that added. I request to have that added
right
for this specific reason.
Right, and it was, and it did say that it was to be removed except above doors.
I can send it out.
So
I believe you.
I don't know why it was taken off. That I don't know. I talked to three different roofing companies. I got one proposal. I contacted the actual company that did the roofing job to begin with. Spoke with them three different times. Never got me a quote. Talked with another company. They're not licensed for commercial, so they can't do it. White Roofing, they were the ones that got me the proposal. Repairs of the gutter, installing the additional snow guard, and moving the downspout like we had talked about. And that is $4,200 to do those repairs.
And that's something we need to do so it doesn't happen again.
I
that and the gutter that is damaged needs to be fixed.
And there's another, so. The gutter back on the back side is right corner. It's kind of doing the same thing. So look at that repair, get the snow guard on. We shouldn't have this issue again.
And they're changing that one downspout.
Location, yep. Yep.
Is there any reason for a snow guard until it snows?
But if we're coming to fix our gutters, they might as well put the snow guard in and do it all at once.
They'd have to give us a different quote, and then it would probably be more altogether, because I have to make another trip.
As steep as the roof is, how the gutter, that it sticks out past, so all the weight of the snow that we get is on the gutter itself. So that's what the snow guard does. It just holds that up there until it can melt. So, and that's
prevents it from sliding off as a whole sheet onto something.
True, true.
Well, I make a motion that we accept the proposal for White Roofing Company for $4,200 to fix the roof.
Second.
Trustee Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Struber?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. I will get him called and get that.
So what was the name of the contractor?
White Roofing Company.
Okay.
The discussion for the discussion or approval of the water meter antenna purchase. I was trying to get this done last fiscal year. I had money left in that budget. I don't have that money now. So we're still trying to get, if we're going to go with the camp strip meters, it would be good to get this purchased ahead, because this takes 6 to 8 weeks prior to get the FCC license for that antenna. I'm supposed to meet with Larry Parker with Irby Water and Jeff Breen with the grain elevator sometime this week. We just haven't met up yet, but we should meet hopefully tomorrow or Thursday. And I think the agreement would be just for the electricity, possibly the internet usage we would have on that as well. So I don't think there's not going to be a monthly fee beyond that.
That's not in this packet though, right? It was
in the last one.
Okay.
It's the last one, yeah.
That was just a letter from them, because they didn't really break that out as a separate item. Usually that's a package deal with the meters, the reading system, and everything else. So
can we roll that all into the package then?
Yes.
So
we can do that. It was one of those things, we're going to try and get that purchased early if we're going to go this way.
Yeah.
So the other thing we did do, we met Larry and I drove and looked at all of our large meters last week. So we have a 98% accurate quote now. There's still some meters in homes that I don't know if they're, you know, a standard residential size meter or if they're a 1-inch meter. So I think I have enough 1-inch meters put in there that if we need to kind of back off, it should be a little cheaper. So, and I don't think, I didn't send this out because I didn't have those numbers until Monday, yesterday. So it did go up a little bit, but the interest rate went down some from January. The interest rate was 3.97 for the 7-year loan, and now it's 331. So, but it went up about $3,500 per year getting that hard number. The inch and a half meters, the 2-inch meters, the 3-inch meters, which I think they'll have ready later this year. The only ones they won't have would be the 4-inch meters, which would be the junior high and Unity West. So those we'd have to wait on. And we're still trying to determine what size the Oaks would need as far as a meter out there when they, if they do expand. So if you want to see, there's that quote. And there is the estimated number for the 7-year loan. So
yes, it's on here.
So, again, if we could push this back another year, if I would say E Street takes precedent over Elizabeth Street pump station. Just due to the dire condition of E Street lift station. So,
yeah, that's
because that one takes everything from the high school, the junior high, and some neighborhoods just a little bit north there. I might pick up Kinderwood, I'm not sure. It takes that down and shoves that back into the system from there. So Elizabeth Street is that one takes, what did you say, 60% of town?
45%. Elizabeth Street, we had the theoretical is 55%, and then, 45%.
Okay.
Comes from the east side of town.
Okay.
Originally, the theoretical was a flip. It was 45-55 west versus east, now it's the actual data, it's 55-45.
Okay.
Think so. Do you see any problems with us putting that antenna up on that grain bin? Do you think they're being pretty cooperative with us?
I think so. I really do. I haven't really felt like there was anything that they balked on. They did say that this would be for this and this only, which that's not a problem with us.
Yeah.
There would be another agreement after that. And I think you had said that there was something that the village had before.
We have a radio antenna up there somewhere.
Well,
we can take it down because we're not using it.
They don't have, they don't have an agreement. So maybe that was removed. I don't know. So I know sometimes that's pretty valuable space that they can rent out.
Cool.
Yes.
And you've talked back and forth with these quite a bit. And we'll probably vote on this when we get our budget approved. And they're okay with all that, waiting for a couple of weeks.
And I think it would be a year deferral for the first payment as well.
Really?
So
okay.
It's not an all up front type of thing, so.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody's driven by Daggy property. I got a call either right before I went on vacation or while I was on vacation from the demo guy. He was asking if it was all right if we went past April 15th. It's like, that's fine. I think that was kind of my drop dead date on that I kind of came up with, but that was just due to
trying to keep it in the fiscal year,
grass growing and stuff like that. So, but everything has been so wet. It was hard for him to get in and out of there. He does have the basement back built pretty well now. We've got a few trees we need to trim up, clean up out there, and that side will look pretty good. He'll do a little bit of fine grading, get that seeded, and that lot will be.
Already have people asking what we're going to do with it.
And I don't know. We did add new signs at Central and Rocket Road.
Those look nice.
Seen that.
Mm-hmm. I like them.
A little bit higher visibility sign. I think it turned out really well. I don't know if that will stop the accidents at that corner or not. We did put the curve right and left there with a 15 mile an hour speed limit on that as well. Kind of changed a little bit of other signage as well, so hopefully that will deter people from hitting that quite so fast. So,
and we can only hope.
Exactly. And I did talk to Bob just a little while ago. He said he would be in probably Thursday this week to do his grading on last year's project if we don't get rain, which I think they're calling for tomorrow night and Thursday. So, again, it's just kind of a, you know, hurry up and wait type of thing on that. So, looks like next week might be a better, not so much rain. So, hopefully we can get in and get out with that. He said a couple days and he should be done with that. So, we went to... Rob and I were at the fire department last night for a disaster preparedness meeting. One of the things that was brought up is Illinois Public Works Mutual Aid Network.
I thought we were a part of it.
That I don't know.
I thought we were part of it too, but Brady can't find. They did a presentation 4 or 5 years ago. And I'm supposedly joined it, but I'm guessing over the years they just
we fell off paying it
or something. So Brandy was double checking, and then I just told her if it's $100, go ahead and just join it again, because it was like $100 a year or something back a ways back.
And I talked to Brad Clemens with the township; they are in with that as well. So he said it was definitely a good thing to be a part of. So.
Yeah. What is it you get if we have a natural disaster?
5 days of
fire.
Yeah, because we joined that. They came in soon after Gifford had their tornado.
Yeah.
And we joined that soon after that.
Yeah, it's well worth it.
I don't know what happened after we joined it that year.
It's one of those things, kind of like any insurance, you know, you have it, but you don't ever want to use it. So.
Yeah. So, anything else?
Any questions for me?
I have one question while you're up here.
Yeah.
The locating.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, this month, which we're not quite in our full busy season, was $1,500.
You'd be surprised how many building permits we've done this month.
Yeah, I know, but I think we need to look at that. If we're spending enough, we could. I mean, that's 3/4 of somebody's payment. We could hire another guy for
right.
to do that. Plus, that wouldn't fill his complete time.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we need to look at.
Right. That's kind of where I've been at with that as well.
Because you're talking roughly $13 an hour we're spending on somebody, a full-time person. You know, so what's our full-time start off, $15-$17, something like that? I don't remember.
Somewhere in there.
So we're pretty close to hiring, and that's
the only nice thing is that we're not paying retirement health insurance.
But for a part-timer, we wouldn't be paying retirement.
No.
Part-timer
to do that.
Or, you know, and we're getting to a point, you know, we need to decide, do we need to hire another full-time guy? Because just me thinking of their workload, they've got a pretty good workload for no more people than what they have. So I think that's something we need to look at here in the next few meetings. You know, with mowing, road patching, I'm seeing it as they're just kind of keeping their head above water. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Right. If say we do have, you know, a strong wind come in, we're going to be buried. I mean, then everything else kind of takes second seat to the things that actually need to get done. Because that's the stuff that takes top priority right then and there. So.
And we've had, you know, some of our workers with some health issues, so they've had to take off for that too. So I think we need to seriously look at that, just because we're not able to do any preventative maintenance. We're just reacting to what's happening and putting out the worst fire first.
Right. And that's one thing we have been trying to work on is hydrants. We've oiled hydrants. We went around and checked all the caps, make sure we can get the caps off if there's a fire. And again, I think that's something we need to help from the fire department as far as letting us know what hydrants aren't working correctly. Have them possibly help us exercise those. And, you know, I mean, that I had part-timers help me with that last year, and it was good and bad. We were flushing water, you know, checking hydrants, but then again, we're damaging yards and stuff like that as well because they don't quite understand the whole, you know, hey, this water's coming out pretty strong, so it does damage, you know.
Yeah.
It'll tear up a road pretty quick too, so.
Mm-hmm.
So there's certain things that part-time summer help can do, and there's certain things that
and it might be something, you know, we have to take an assessment of our skill level of what we have and where we need to do that improvement too. So, you know, maybe the solution is just a couple more part-time people. I'm not 100% sure on that, but you know, this is the time of season where everything really starts, and they've probably been somewhat lucky because mowing's been at a minimum with weather. So
then we just kind of get further behind and make bigger messes.
Yeah.
In. So.
Yeah.
Do you have a contract with USIC? When does that expire? When is it up?
I think now we can just give them a month's notice.
A month notice.
I believe. I'd have to look for sure, but I
think you're
sure
right. I think we wanted to make sure we're going to use them for a year, and then after that, it just kind of continually renews.
Right.
We just have to
right.
do a month notice
yep.
and get out.
Are we passing on the per ticket rate, or what are we passing on to someone who wants a permit?
Well, that's what Matt's been trying, he's been saying forever. We need to go through and redo our fee structure on our stuff. Hopefully with our planning and zoning, as they're going through the planning or redoing our building ordinances and stuff, then Matt will get his wish and actually get a fee structure put in there to pay for it.
Like a permit right now is $10. Somebody calls in, Julie, we're losing money with my time, secretary time, and you know, having Julie locate. So we're losing money by having a Julie done. Yes, we may not be damaging utility, but there's still money lost on that. And
think we did add a full-time employee in the budget as well.
It is. Anything else? Anything else for us? Okay. Cool. All right.
Thank you.
Do a police department report. Got anything for us, Justin?
Not unless you have questions.
Any questions for Justin? Alarm seems to be working well.
Yes, it's been getting used quite frequently here lately. Not in a bad way.
Yeah.
But it does work.
And they're setting it now all the time, which is nice. All right.
24.
Any questions on bills?
Final number.
I'll make a motion that the bills is presented.
I'll second that.
Roll call. Buffo?
Yes.
Ting?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Perfect. Oh, I'm sorry, Rena. Forgot about you already.
That's okay. Yes.
It's not written on here, so that's why I forgot about you. Do you have something else? No, we're good. Go. Go, go, go. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, man.
All right. And sewer credits. We did have a sewer credit in here.
We don't have an address.
Oh, Matt.
Some address needs another S.
Before you, hold on one brief second here.
Address needs another S.
So that'd be...
Do you know where this the address of the sewer credit is?
That's my question. How much have been figured on the
So far, I think I've got everything. This
was it on the last one? Is that what we said?
Contract
it's from the last time,
too?
I think this
plant.
Is the same one that was had this big, huge leak.
What it was last.
Yeah.
All right, so they had to like $3,500 bill.
That I don't know. I wasn't here last week.
This one looks like they had to buy
that
card or something.
Okay.
Water pills.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that was like $502.
That's the account number.
I'm pretty sure this is this is the one I was thought Matt was talking. We had a confusing thing.
That's
not the one you shut the water off on, but they had a huge the same leak.
Yeah, that,
no, that's
I don't know about that,
that's
I know
the for their office.
The
they want to put cameras
in.
Oh, okay.
So.
Gotcha.
It was
we actually
go
have
to
a
back to
system
yeah.
That
I don't think I'm
recording
the
so.
It was huge. It was
recycle
a huge
area
one.
Cameras now, so they were just able to.
That's right.
Yeah, but they weren't.
Oh. Okay.
wasn't that one? Might have been in March.
We'll wait till next time. Have someone get the address.
All right. Do you want to table it until next time until we have the address on there? Everybody in. All right. Regular session minutes, April 16th, 2019.
I'll make a motion to approve the regular session. April
16th, 2019. So, Vic. Need a second?
Second. Oh, did you already second that?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Executive session minutes, April 2nd, 2019.
Make a motion to accept the executive second. Can't talk tonight. Executive session minutes for April 2nd, 2019.
A second?
I'll second.
Roll call, right? Executive session?
No, just minutes.
Okay. Anybody in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Anybody against? All right.
Yeah, sorry, who's the second one?
Vicky.
Well,
we'll take it, Rena.
We'll table RH's contract.
Oh.
Where'd you go? I need a motion to put Jared Robbins on the Planning and Zoning Board.
Tell us about this guy.
Don't know much about him. It's who the Planning and Board Zoning Board wanted, so okay. They picked him. So I didn't interview him or talk to him. Do you know him, Jared? Thank you. They picked him, and that's who they had sent an email that they wanted on there. So,
did they interview, or did they do anything, or just?
I just know
some guy put his name on a post-it and said, "I want to do this."
Just ask him to send us something.
Yeah, we could do that. We will do that.
I don't know what that one is.
The ordinance for changing the policy manual on comp time. Do you want to table that one or vote on that one? You had
give us information about that one.
What I want to do with the comp time, the whole purpose of this is to fix their policy so where they can roll their comp time over so we don't pay it out. Because right now, currently, they pay out at the end of the physical year. So they just get a check. Especially some of our newer employees who don't have vacation time and stuff like that. They wanted to keep it for doctor's appointments and
we give them what, 40 hours?
Yeah, they can have 40 hours. So it benefits the village because we don't have to pay it out if they're going to take it off in time. So I didn't see a problem with it. It actually made sense to me. So we wrote the ordinance to amend the policy so they could carry it over.
They could, but they don't have to.
They don't have to. No. They can have it. We can pay it out at the end of the year.
Okay.
Or we can carry it over. It's up to them. So they can't have any more than 40 hours on the books, but they can carry it over. And like Ryan was saying, a couple of them are having some health issues. They're using them for doctor's appointments. Let them carry it over.
It's a nice safety buffer to add.
It is. It's a really nice safety buffer to have. Any discussion on it?
How much did we... So at the end of the fiscal year, we were just paying it out.
Yeah. Yep.
And, okay. And they can't carry more than 40 ever. What happens if they get to, let's say, 41 and haven't used any?
Well, they will. They can't go over 40. They just get paid for it.
Yeah, they could never bank that 1 hour.
Right.
I know how it works in my world is if if we go over, they put it on there and then they just pay you for whatever you went over on. So you can't go above this number. You're not supposed to be able to go above that number.
Okay.
So the only thing that changed this 5.9.6, compensatory time off may be carried over to the next fiscal year. Compensatory time off must be used prior to using vacation leave or prior to the employee going on leave without pay. That's the only thing that changed.
Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Where are you actually reading that?
It's in the ordinance.
Oh,
you're in the main one.
Yeah, the document that said that A was going to be attached or the...
Right.
I didn't see an attachment there, but in the purpose section, it says amend section 5.9.6, so I just went to that in the, which isn't listed in the table of contents.
That's why I was
it's
asking.
It's not listed in the table of contents. You have to go and look for it.
5.9.6. Because I was looking under overtime compensation in 6.5, and it was not in there.
I'll make a motion to approve.
It's probably number
ordinance.
Eight. It is number 8.
2019-0-8.
It's on the agenda.
Oh. Yeah, good call. I just like to go looking for things that are super obvious.
Right. Second that.
Roll call. Buffo?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Nuisance and Tickler. We're moving along on some of the stuff. We think we collected another fine from the court.
There it is.
I really don't have much to add to that. Do you have anything to add to the nuisance at all, Justin? Like, that's a no. And
other than what I told you about what you asked the last time.
Yeah. Just make sure you have one, either you or one of your people, since you don't really have very many people right now. Follow up with Brandy on that one. Because okay. you're her eyes and ears.
I'm gonna have to know what it is and have it given to me.
Yeah, just go talk to Aunt. Just go talk to Brandy.
I can do that.
Do what Brandy says.
I can do that.
It makes life easier. All right, miscellaneous permits. We're up to you, finally.
Okay, that's cool.
Thanks for waiting.
That was no problem. I appreciate you. I think I gave you my permit, the permit. You probably got it through email or whatever.
Yes.
And then I have a hard copy of it here and a check. I've talked to my insurance agent. I have a new policy, and it's fortuitous that it covers special events, so my agent tells me I don't have to get additional insurance for events. And that's a good thing. He was supposed to get me today a letter. I asked him to provide something just so you have something other than just my mouth saying that, but he didn't get it to me in time, so I wonder if you guys would just approve me, and then pending, I'll get this document.
Pending
to
the
guys.
Documentation.
Yeah, I'll just get it to you like tomorrow probably. I'll just email it. But he was going to write a letter and just say that this is a real thing. And I don't know if he was going to quote from the policy or what he was going to do, but I asked him to do that. He said he would do it.
Anything special you want with this? Because before they wanted part of the street blocked, but you don't need that now.
No,
right?
they're not doing that. So I'll probably have a food truck or two out there.
They usually
like we always do in front of. But no, I'll just do like I always do. I'll fence everything off. We'll have a little bit of music on the stage. Outdoor patio beer service. Wind everything down by 11 at the least.
Questions?
For this particular event, I mean, I'm more serving the motorcycle club and their event than I am my own agenda with this one. They book the bands and they're inviting me to be part of it, which I'm happy to do. So.
What's your street address?
113 East Main. I'll go ahead and give you guys this in the check now if you.
I'll make a motion to accept the special event permit for Loose Cobra for Saturday, January 1st.
June
1st, 4 to 11 p.m.
Second.
Pending.
Pending the,
pending
the insurance.
Yeah.
And just get that to Brandy, and then she'll pass it on that she has it.
I'll do that.
Is that roll call or is all in favor?
All in favor.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, perfect. Cool, and then you have some questions about TIF and stuff.
I do have some questions about TIF, and I have a lot of questions, and I don't know really how it works. I know that I have great need. I know that I want to continue to improve my properties. I know that I'm always up against financial considerations, and if there's TIF money out there that can help me, I'd like to learn about that. So I consider the reason I'm here tonight is just to kind of start a conversation with you guys to tell you what I'm most concerned about with my properties and what I'm struggling the most with to address, and get some feedback from you in terms of, I could see someday that being a good thing to pursue as an official proposal, or I don't really picture us helping with that, Matt, you know, that kind of things or whatever. So. I have three properties up for us to consider. My studio at 7 North Bourne, and I have this written down for you, I'll hand this out. That's my recording studio that I've been in since about 2000 or so. Specifically, the windows the arched windows on the outside are in great need of repair. And then there's roof issues. At the Loose Cobra, there are significant drainage issues, which And then I would have some ideas for patio beautification and fencing. I'm not in compliance there. I can get in compliance, but I'm reluctant to fence in an area that feels needy with water. And so I'd like to talk about that. And then at 123, it's me and the old IGA. There are significant roofing issues, and I have some other ideas there. So I'll just hand you out what's on my mind, if you want.
Okay.
And this will kind of just food for thought at this point. So. Some stuff I've started to solicit bids on, some stuff I haven't. It's a process. I can tell you that my most urgent need, if I had to pick one of these that's keeping me awake at night, it's the windows over at the studio. They don't open or close at this point. One of them, the top arch, kind of like the window just fell out of it like last year. I went up in the studio and there was like a bird sitting on the table. So I have that boarded off. But they're just in horrible state of repair, and it has to happen one way or the other. They're extremely expensive. The windows themselves are $2,200 a piece. And then installation on top of that. So I have the actual quote from Bacon Van Busker for the actual windows, and like I said, they come out at $2,822 a piece. And I could get further quotes from another glass company if that would be helpful. And then I'm waiting on a contractor bid that from Bacon Van Busker's preferred contractor for it. So that's the. That's like a problem that has to be solved, and if I don't get help from the village, I'll just probably just do one window a year until I get it done or something like that, because there's no way I can come up with that dough. And then after that, you know, the compliance issues over at the Loose Cove are bothering me, but that water issue is significant, and it's not my water. It comes rushing down from the street and from the library, and it's all. And of course the artist space, I'm getting some nice momentum there, and that's I'm getting some new tenants in there that I'm finally getting. That place is going to be making money a little bit, so I'm super excited about that. I want to continue to get it cleaned up. The metal roof thing, that's a massive outlay there. That roof, it's not at the end of its life, but it's at a point where it's like all the screwables are starting to rust, and it's starting to rust through in little spaces here and there to the point it's a significant problem. And so I did myself like a small, like maybe a less than an eighth of that roof by myself last year, and it took me like $500 in materials and 3 days of work, and that peeled me, and I was like, okay. So I thought, but overall it's got to get done, or else it's just going to keep happening all over the whole building, and I'll have to get a new roof, which I don't want that to happen. So anyway, those are some thoughts, and you know, I look forward to, I've kind of looked at the TIF actual application thing, and I thought I'd just choose a project to kind of see how this works, maybe and put the actual proposal together, take it to the TIF lawyer, talk to them about it, get some feedback from them, and then submit it to you guys or through her, however that works. But I guess I just wanted to kind of see if you had any thoughts on my ideas at all.
I think they're good ideas. If you call the office tomorrow, they can put you in touch with our TIF lawyer.
Okay.
And then they can get you the forms to fill out.
Okay. I think I have the forms, but I probably could use some help on.
And they can help you fill it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
That'd be the best bet.
Okay.
And then she'll get them to us, and then she'll
mm-hmm.
tell us
mm-hmm.
what we have to play with there. And
Rob, do you think let's say the studio needs like a roof, and it needs the window work, Are those two different, like, proposals, or would I pack all that into a single proposal and come to you guys? Or is it project-based or, like, property-based, do you think?
I would think property-based, wouldn't it?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I think we would think property-based, so it'd be, like, three different proposals, mm-hmm. possibly.
Okay.
That would be my guess, but yeah, get clarification cool. from...
The lawyer would help with that.
Gwen, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is her name?
Yes.
Gwen.
That's cool. Any of these projects excite you or not excite you?
Getting Loose Cobra into compliance would be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice.
With the fence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, then the next project from, I would say, probably the village perspective would be the IGA.
I think so, too. I mean, I would really like to get that looking nicer. I really do want to. And I mean, I've put a ton of dough into that joint, like probably, I don't know how much, a sticking amount, 30 or 40 grand on my
I liked the Boneyard Arts Festival when I came. That was great.
It was great.
We walked through the thing, yeah. talked to your artist in there. It was actually a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And more events like that would be nice because...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People know it's there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And also help your artist out too, maybe selling stuff.
Yeah. She just got back. She did good. This is weird. I was on tour and I was down in Oklahoma City and she was at a big arts festival at the same time. She made some big sales down there. So
perfect.
We had to meet up down there. That was, so, yeah, she was taking stuff she'd made on the road out there. Sold several $1,000 worth of stuff. So it's happening. Well, I can, I guess maybe I'll just, unless there's any other comments, I don't want to take a bunch of time tonight, you know, but maybe I'll move forward with, I guess, maybe the recording studio one, since that's the one I'm furthest along on with the bids, and that's the most, in terms of a building that's under duress, like, that's a problem, that would be the one, probably.
Okay. And the things that I think go in that proposal, too, is how does it benefit the village, too?
Mm-hmm.
Like, tax
yeah.
dollars and
that's tough with these, you know, because it's not like I'm coming to you and saying like I want to start a new business.
Yeah,
it's gonna,
exactly.
I'm gonna employ 10 people, you know, because I'm not. You know, I can make a case for the studio helping the village by the hundreds of artists that have come from all over the country, you know, and continue to come there and.
Mm-hmm.
And I also put on there, like, I think the studio apartment would be an awesome Airbnb location to get people into town. I think it'd be very cool. And there's a lot of weekends where it's not being used, and that's not a thing I could do in its current condition. So, but I'll keep that in consideration.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate your time tonight.
You're welcome.
So much. So, thank you.
All right. Anything to discuss?
This, what's the pool bill? What's that for?
That's the policy for the police department. That's how are they...
That is the entire policy manual, and its updates, its training, its continuing ed,
okay.
everything.
They've had that for, what, 7, 8 years now?
Quite a while. It's good and bad, right? There's some stuff that's great, the fact they keep it updated, like... What, weekly?
Well, we need to
just
go.
About.
Yeah.
But this isn't
legal.
This isn't the time for a policy rewrite, so.
Yeah. Any other discussions, guys? We had a request for an executive session, so we'll probably do an executive session. I'm blaming you, Terrence. No, just kidding.
Okay.
We probably do need to do an executive session. All right, so let's do it. Oh, yes, ma'am, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Just a quick question. Every couple of years, the village has the condemned days where we took all of our garbage over to the old village
yeah.
hall. Is that happening this year, or have you thought about it?
Is it still in the budget, or do we cut
it's
it?
It's still in the budget
still
right now.
Still in the budget. We're, because of a lot of the stuff that we have to fix, we're kind of, we did it last year. We thought about doing it again. We're not going to do the recycling, the electronics recycling.
Okay.
We're going to skip that this year. We're doing that through Parkland. But we're still teetering on the cleanup day because it would be nice to do that every year, and then we wouldn't need as many dumpsters eventually.
Yeah, I thought it was just every 2 years. I guess.
Yeah. But we did it last year. It's still in the budget that we haven't approved yet. We're kind of teetering on whether to cancel it or not. because we have to trim off the budget a little bit. But I do like that event.
Because I'm trying to clear out my house before somebody else has to.
I understand that. What do you think, since you're here and since you spoke up, what do you think about the water rates? What's your opinion? I'm putting you on the spot, and I apologize.
No, I'm fortunate enough, you know, that I can go to Arizona, so I'm not one of those that are on a fixed budget.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for the older people that are on a fixed budget. And I'm gulping when you're talking about the surrounding areas and they're paying $75, and I'm like, okay, well, so I wrote some notes down here, and I understand everything else is going up. I hate to see something jump.
A lot.
And whatever you do, I'm the only one in the village that comes to listen to what you're going to do, and then when you pop it to them, it's like, what are you talking about? Nobody told me about this. So, you know, and I understand you've talked about we need to do something about the sewage and...
Oh, yeah. Everything's breaking.
And I think the village in the past done a lot, not with sewage and water, but the getting the water away from standing around all the time.
Yeah.
I guess, basically, not to go up all at once. And whatever you do, make sure that the village people know about it well enough in advance. And I don't know what, I mean, I come to hear about Sydney or, you know, some of these other towns and what they pay, so I didn't realize that we were low.
Well, last time Illinois Water did a survey, like 4 or 5 months ago, they did a survey of all the communities that they have water in, and we were way lower than everybody else. I mean, a lot, like $30+ or more, $40 or more. It was quite a bit less. So
I was just thinking, us folks that are able to these numbers elsewhere.
Yeah. And we all live here, so if we raise the rates, all of us get our water rates. And I think
that's why I voted no.
I know. And some of us have a lot of kids that like to run water. And
yeah.
Well, so. I'll tell you about a Liberian that stayed with me, and I lived in Liberia for several months, and they don't have safe water or clean water, and I tend to turn my faucet on, rinse my dishes, I don't have a dishwasher, leave the faucet on, and every time I did that, because I have a center aisle, he'd reach over and turn it off, and I turn back and I rinse a dish. Turn it back off. We're so fortunate we don't realize how fortunate we are. But yeah, I think you need to raise the rates. I just hate to see it being raised all of a sudden that high.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, my neighbor came over and I said, well, I gotta go, because I said, I gotta change clothes. I gotta go to board meeting. He says, you do? I said, oh, yeah. I know
what's
going on. It's better
than summer television. She doesn't want
to fill a spot,
does she?
No, not for me. And I really enjoy what all of you have done.
We've got an open chair.
Huh?
We've got an open chair.
I know. Hey, we have an open spot on the board. Do you want to just come join the board?
No, I didn't quite understand.
It's a 2-year commitment.
He didn't run for office.
Did he?
No, he just didn't run.
His term was up.
His term was up, and he decided he was done.
I didn't even know anybody was running in this last election.
We had two. These two.
Oh, okay.
Two
well, three. Congratulations. I know the whole board has changed since I used to go to all the meetings over on the other side of 45. I think you all are doing a really great job, and I'd like to see. When all this started changing, my comment was, our community is growing. And I hope that our government, our board, can grow with the community and not be all the good old boys, if you all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I just really feel and see a lot of interest in what you're doing. So I'll continue to support you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But that seat doesn't fit my butt.
All right, so need a motion to
Motion to adjourn to executive session for the consideration, well, for the limited purposes of discussing the hiring, performance, compensation, and or employment of one or more village employees, courtesy of 5 ILCS 120/2 subsection C subsection 1.
I'll second.
All right.
Second.
Is this roll call? Or
roll call.
Roll call. All right. Buffo.
Yes.
Ping.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
Stuper.
Yes.
Anderson.
Yes.
All right.